In the Warren County Radio Bible School today, we're going to be looking at a Sunday school lesson that was written for the Sunday schools of January the 2nd, 1927. Back in those days, the quarters were not aligned with the school quarters, but the quarters began with the first Sunday of January and continued then until the last Sunday in December. And in this first quarter, we're going to be talking about studies in the Christian life. The first Sunday of 1927 began. It was on January the 2nd. And so this lesson is called The Christian, a Follower of Jesus. It has three texts. Mark 1, 16 through 20. Mark 2, 13 through 17. And the epistle of 1 John chapter 2 and verse 6. Well, we're going to read that text and get into this lesson about the Christian being a follower of Jesus in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's read our text. First, Mark 1. Chapter 1, verses 16 through 20. And passing along by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. And straightway they left the nets and followed him. And going on a little further, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were also in the boat, mending their nets. And straightway he called them. And they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and went after him. Now, the second part of the text, Mark chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. And he went forth again by the seaside, and all the multitudes resorted unto him, and he taught them. And as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the place of toll. And he said unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass that he was sitting at meat in his house, and many publicans and sinners sat down with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many, and they followed him. And the scribes of the Pharisees, when they saw he was eating with the sinners and publicans, said to his disciples, How is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners? And when Jesus heard it, he said unto them, They that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. And then this, from 1 John chapter 2 and verse 6. He that saith he abideth in him, ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is in Mark chapter 2 and verse 14. He saith unto them, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. Now, Elam has this to say. For the benefit of all who are not acquainted with the reason for giving the time of these lessons as has been done, let it be said that the reckoning of time from the birth of Christ did not begin until several hundred years after his birth. Now, I'm going to go on and read this. But the time for this lesson, according to E.A. Elam, was in A.D. 28. Now, he's going to justify that and explain that here. It has been agreed by those who have studied the question that a mistake of 4 years was made which places the birth of Jesus in the year B.C. 3. According to the received chronology, Jesus was born in the last year of Herod, and he was therefore less than a year old when Herod died. His birth occurred 4 years previous to our common era, the era having been erroneously fixed by Dionysius Exiguus in the 6th century. This monk fixed the date of Jesus' birth 753 years after the building of Rome. But this cannot be the right date, because Jesus was born before the death of Herod the Great. And Herod the Great died in the spring of 750 after the building of Rome. Jesus then was born as early as 749 after the building of Rome, or, as we say, B.C. 4. The date fixed by this learned monk has been so long in general use that it's hardly possible to change it, and it is not necessary for practical purposes to try to do so. You know, as we study this, I know there's other comments about the exact date when Jesus was born. Now, we think we can zero in pretty close on the year, as 4 years before our common era, but we cannot fix upon the month or the day, like December 25th, many people claim. That is simply a human tradition. It's not something that we find in the Bible. We're talking about the places here, be the Sea of Galilee, Capernaum, Matthew's place of business and home in this city, and then the persons are Jesus, the four disciples, the other disciples, Matthew and his friends, the scribes and Pharisees. There is a devotional reading for this Sunday school lesson. It is in the book of Philippians, and I'm turning there now. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, counted not being on an equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, and being made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore also God highly exalted him, and gave unto him the name that is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things on earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. There are a suggested additional reading material for this lesson, and we're going to look at that. I'm turning in my Bible as I speak to Luke chapter 6, verses 46 through 49. Luke chapter 6, 46 through 49. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Everyone that cometh unto me and heareth my words and doeth them, I will show you who he is like. He is like a man building a house, who digged and went deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when a flood arose, the stream brake against that house and could not shake it, because it had been well builded. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that built his house upon the earth without a foundation, against which the stream brake, and straightway it fell in, and the ruin of that house was great. The second outside reading that is suggested is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 35 through 51. Again on the morrow, John was standing, and two of his disciples. And he looked upon Jesus as he walked, and said, Behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and beheld them following, and said unto them, What seek ye? And they said unto him, Rabbi, which is being interpreted teacher, where abidest thou? He said unto them, Come, and ye shall see. They came therefore and saw where he abode, and they abode with him that day. It was about the 10th hour. One of the two that heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He findeth first his own brother Simon, and said unto him, We have found the Messiah, which being interpreted Christ. He brought unto him Jesus. Jesus looked upon him and said, Thou art Simon the son of John. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which by interpretation, Peter. On the morrow he was minded to go into Galilee, and he findeth Philip. And Jesus said unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was from Bethsaida of the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, We have found him of whom Moses and the law and the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said to him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael said unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Ye shall see the heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Let me read to you some of the geographical notes for this Sunday school lesson about being a follower of Jesus. We'll talk about the Sea of Galilee. This sea was formed by a depression in the ground where the River Jordan simply spreads out, for it runs into the northern end of this sea and runs out at the southern end. It is called the Sea of Galilee from the province in which it lies. It is 13 miles long and about 6 miles wide at the widest place. It is also called the Sea of Tiberias in John chapter 6 and verse 1 from the city of that name on its western border. Gennesaret from the beautiful plain on its northwest border in Luke 5:1 and Matthew 14:34. And Chinnereth, or Chinneroth, from a town of that name that we read about in Numbers 34:11, and in Joshua 13:27, and a few other places in the text. The region round about it was the most densely settled of all Palestine, there being no less than 9 cities on its very shores. Around this lake Jesus did most of his marvelous works and spent most of his public life. There's a town on the Sea of Galilee named Capernaum. Capernaum means village of comfort. This was one of the chief cities of Galilee. It was situated on the northwestern shore of the Sea of Galilee, on the border between the tribes of Zebulun and Naphtali, about 3 miles west of where the Jordan flows into the Sea of Galilee, and on the road from Damascus to the Mediterranean. It had a custom station where Matthew collected the taxes, a Roman garrison, and a synagogue built by a Roman centurion. The ruins of the synagogue are there, and some scholars and travelers are at the site show how it must have been a finer one than any in Galilee. I will say I got to visit that synagogue in Capernaum. It was you could go back and look and see the very synagogue where Christ had been.